Hello?
Morning, Mr. President.
You missed church again, huh?
Yes, sir.
I did for it. Sitting here, had a long talk with Bob this morning on various things. I must say that the plowing through the front pages of the Times and the Post, I'm just glad they don't affect the country that much. My God, that Post story was, I mean, if you talk about hearsay, somebody told this fellow that he saw a boo. God almighty, yak.
It's incredible, really.
It's incredible, but I told Holland, I said, don't let everybody worry about it. You can't do a thing about it. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree. I don't think that kind of a story, frankly, people read, except if you're interested.
He says Time is also going to use it, so Time magazine, so what the hell, that's fine. Let them use it. Time doesn't have the influence it used to have. It'll get a ride for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it's just another one of the continuing battles we've had to fight with these people. The fact is, Mr. President, when you think about it, we've been fighting this thing since June on the Watergate.
Yeah.
And we've seen absolutely no evidence of any erosion on the public. Harris makes that point.
Clear it is. I remember you told me that.
Very effectively.
Yeah.
Later in the campaign, the less...
Yeah. Right.
So, let it be charged, countercharged, deny, and dismiss it as politics as usual and part of the dirtiest campaign against the president ever waged.
That's the stuff.
Just knocks the hell out of it.
Right.
Looks like we're going to be here. We're going to have the Congress here with us all week.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Maybe that's just as well.
Well, I was thinking this morning, doesn't it?
In a way.
Yeah.
And they have to write about them, don't they?
Write about the Congress. It's the government is operating, which doesn't raise any questions as to why you're not out campaigning.
That's right. It helps with our people that want me to get out campaigning.
Yeah. And the perfect answer. But, my God, the Congress is here. We got to fight a veto fight, or we got to fight for the spending ceiling, or we got to fight against new taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too unhappy about it, frankly.
Let's face it. They're concerned about the fact that they now get a chance to override the water veto. I don't know that that's too bad either. I mean, if they override a veto, they override a veto. That's all.
That's right. Let's make the goddamn case.
Make the case, and it's Congress against the president.
Yeah, and I think on that we win. But I think we can win on that, right?
Yeah. Well, he also thinks it's a possibility if the Republicans are smart and just don't bother coming back, they don't get a quorum.
Well, that's right. Just talking to Bill Timmons about that this morning.
Well, that's the strategy. In other words, if the Republicans come back, they're on the spot and have to vote to override the president. If they're not back, they don't get blamed for not being back if there's no quorum, because there's no vote.
And you can't ever raise it. In other words, you can't ever get it up to reject the message. So,
what'd Bill say?
Bill thinks that may be the strategy to do, to follow.
And let the Democrats make their own quorum.
That's right. Which, of course, they
can't do.
Can't do. The other side of that, of course, would be to get just enough back so that you've got a third.
Inviting all 50 governors.
That's right.
So I'll ride in with Rizzo. In fact, no, I'm going to helicopter in, as a matter of fact, to a, and we'll only have to ride a couple blocks, so there are two, well, more, 4 or 5 blocks. So we don't have the problem of building a motorcade. We don't want a motorcade. We don't want it to be political.
No.
So we'll just come right up in Spencer's Hall, sign that thing, and it'll be one hell of a show.
Oh, I think that's
it. It reminds the country, too, that it is an historical achievement.
Yeah, that's a spectacular idea. Spectacular idea.
So that'll take care of Pennsylvania.
And a few of the jackasses on the networks will say, well, it was a
state
campaign and political.
They're damn right.
In Philadelphia, and so what?
Damn right. The Philadelphians will love it.
I think that's a great idea.
Keystone State, so that takes care of that.
And then New York is that following Monday, which is
New York, then we go over to New York. You see this, that gets our moment, and it's on Veterans Day,
yep.
Which is a great, it'll be a damn good thing, and a rally, get that done with. And then we go off to Ohio the following Saturday.
Right. No, I think that's good timing, Mr. President. That's a good way to pace it, I'm really
right.
Pleased this week is, in that sense, I'm pleased that
yeah.
I give it to get the
Philadelphia, you see, Phil's. You shouldn't just go the whole week with nothing. I just felt that was wrong, you know. And now that the Congress is in it, it wouldn't have concerned me quite as much. But Philadelphia's perfect. You know, you go Friday with that, and what the hell, nobody can claim that we haven't gone north.
That's right.
So we've done that.
I think that's a perfect compromise.
Yeah.
Cause it isn't,
yeah.
It isn't just another motorcade or rally scene. Well, I get a feeling from today's papers. Admittedly, I haven't read them all through yet, but I get a feeling from today's papers that they've kind of forgotten about. They've almost written the campaign off. It's all over. And except for that jackass Washington Post.
Yeah.
He that's in they're
murderers.
Savage, I guess. Incredible, these people. Post is incredible. Thank you.
Sorry, we'll remember.
Oh, yes. Maritime agreement, I think, got a pretty good play.
Yeah, that was fine. There's no problem. It's not much of a story, but it's enough.
What's the story in terms of jobs?
Jobs.
People wouldn't know anything about maritime.
A little bit of progress in various fields and so forth and so on.
Yeah, the picture was good. The television photographs last night were excellent. The Oval Office and Peterson briefing. And we got a good.
Right.
We got a very good bounce out of that.
Chinese doctors is a good second story, too.
Yes.
People like that.
Yeah. No, I thought it
reminds them of both initiatives.
I thought, in fact, the stories were both damn good Saturday kind of stories. Certainly, he's not visible right now, and he's not that ethics thing. That's what fell flat.
Are you going to do that again tonight?
Yeah, well, sure. But it's dull as hell, Mr. President. You know, I still think people look at their pocketbook, their security at home, on the streets, their security in the, I mean, the fact that they don't want to go to war. And so you list a 9-point program of ethics where there's going to be an independent investigator. Well, who the hell cares? Really, when you come right down to it, it isn't. That is not a nut-cutting, really not a nut-cutting issue. And then if you get to the Mitchell thesis, which I'm beginning more and more to believe in, that really it's an analysis of the confidence
of the man.
Yeah. Jesus, the more they put it, the more he gets on television, the better off we are.
Suppose they're trying to attack the confidence of the man by the corruption charge.
That's right.
That's what they're trying to get at, I think.
Oh, sure. But you know, as you look at this in the long pull, that Watergate story broke in June. They've had 4 months in which to be just pummeling the daylights out of us, and it hasn't moved anybody. The $10 million secret fund hasn't moved anybody.
That's
Most people don't believe it, first of all.
That's right.
As many people believe that people have a right to privacy to not have their names disclosed if they want to give to a campaign.
That's right.
That's not a big, it's not the big gutsy issue, apparently, but if we believe the polls, it's not the big issue that the Democrats would like to have.
Right.
I don't know where else they can come up with any stuff. God, it's incredible. I mean, I just did this Post story today. I got bored reading it because it was so convoluted. Somebody said something to somebody else. Get to a point where you like,
oh, God damn it. If they want to talk about McCarthyism, what the hell is this?
Yeah, horrible.
I mean, this is hearsay. I mean, he told this or that in his sworn statement that somebody told him that. He did this.
That's right. Well, it's the whole exercise has been McCarthyism. Christ, there was a fellow arrested with a McGovern supporter arrested with a firebomb down in Atlanta. Barely made the wires.
When we were there?
When you were there, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Barely made the wires.
Is that right?
And Christ, here's the front page of all the goddamn stories.
See, no, that's a different thing. The firebombing and the rest, well, that isn't... That's just young people exerting their rights to protest against the war.
Revolutionaries trying to blow people up. That's nothing wrong with that.
Well, okay. I think we've got everything except for this. They're going to announce this tomorrow, that Philadelphia thing, so that'll be good.
I think that'll be... That's a great idea, Mr. President. And we'll have a little fight with the Congress this week, but that's not bad either.
Yep. I know.
Put you right in there as president battling to keep the taxes down.
That's correct. Okay.
Thank you, sir.